علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were focusing on the first sermon. We were discussing about the duties of the messengers and the prophets. And we saw that these duties that Imam Ali alayhi salam enumerates are clearly in conjunction with those problems and difficulties that the societies were facing before the coming of the messengers and the prophets. So if you quickly revise what problems the societies had before the coming of the prophets and messengers, one was that لَمَّا بَدَّلَ أَكْثَرُ خَلْقِهِ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ. When majority of the people, they changed or they interpolated that promise of Allah that was upon them, that was for them. And what was that promise of Allah? That promise of Allah that they had was to be completely and absolutely submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all instances. And that is why you see one of the duties of the messengers was لِيَسْتَأْدُوهُمْ مِيثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, so that the prophets and messengers cause the people to fulfill their covenants that are there within their essence towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see how these duties and how these problems, they are interacting with one another, and you see how it is clearly hand in hand.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about this, the first duty that the messengers had in this particular sermon that Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving, he says the first duty was لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِيثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ. The prophet's duty was to make people fulfill their covenant with that they have in their essence towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, notice the word that is used here is لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ. That means, لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ means to make people or to ask people or to cause people to fulfill. لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ, to ask, cause, or make people to do or to fulfill the covenant in this case. Now, this can be, this itself is an absolute statement. That means, it doesn't just mean to give advice or to suggest or to request and things like that. The Prophet requested the people that they should, let's say, fulfill their covenant with regards to Allah. No, it includes all different types of methods, because it was a duty of the Prophets to make the people, or to cause the people, or to ask the people to fulfill that duty. Now, how would they do that? Number one, through advising, and by, for example, providing counsel to the people that they should fulfill this covenant. That is one method. But there is another method also, which includes, for instance, providing arguments, having dialogue with them and things like that, teaching them. And another thing is to purify them. So not only just teaching, guiding and all that, but also a purification, so that they can receive that understanding within them to fulfill that covenant that they have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their essence. So the Prophet's duty is through different methods to come and allow this process to occur. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. It shows how much, how much complete that, and how much general and how much inclusive are the different methods that the Prophets have to use to allow this thing to happen. And what was the thing? To make the people fulfill their covenant. Inshallah, we shall continue in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
So, how did the Prophets make people or ask people to fulfill their covenant with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is there in their essence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, like this, he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. That call towards Allah, towards the path of your Lord. How? First through wisdom, بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة, and with good advice. And then third, وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن, that means provide the best of arguments. Now, the first method is through wisdom. That means you need to have good arguments. You need to use a good method. Okay, the arguments that you provide need to have firm proof. That is what is hikmah. Hikmah means firmness. That means something that is based on firm proof. The second method, wal maw'izatil hasana, that means providing or by performing what we call advice, by advising people. And the result of advising them is that their hearts become pure. And when their hearts become pure, they are able to fulfill that covenant that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That means the types of arguments you provide should be the best, such that they should not be basing their understandings on weaker arguments. The best arguments should be provided so that they can tackle all sorts of doubts and confusions. And therefore, it becomes the duty of the messenger to remove all those blockades that are not allowing the people to think in the right way. And this is how the people will then truly be able to fulfill their covenants. So you see, the Prophet's role now becomes very vast. It's not just asking them with the tongue or just saying things. It's about a whole process, a whole procedure, which includes speaking, which includes purifying, which also includes providing different types of answers to their questions so that they do not have any doubts remaining. So this is a general principle, a general role that the Prophets and Messengers have towards making people fulfill that covenant. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Muhammadun
فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه